in the morning. Yeah, we don't want to be up this early either.
All right, it's time for something we call Burn Victim. This is a, you know, I really like this one a lot, right? We get a burner phone, like a pay-by-the-minute phone. We put some more minutes on it. It's cheap. We throw it on a table inside a coffee shop. At this hour of the morning, they're always slam-packed. And we go, hey, let's give that phone a call. And, you know, when you see a phone ringing and there's nobody near it, the first inclination I think most people have is, oh, you know what? I better answer this so I can return it to the owner of the phone. That's just a nice thing to do. However, when that person answers it, unbeknownst to them, they're going to have to do some things, and then we'll hook them up with some concert tickets, okay? So it's easy as that, right? You answer the phone inside the coffee shop, you have a chance at winning some concert tickets. However, you don't know it's us. Right away, it's something we call Burn Victim.
It'll burn and burn and burn.
BS in the morning. Burn Victim.
All right, Izzy and Greg, you guys are outside the coffee shop, right?
Yep.
You are outside of a coffee shop. I'm going to fill in for a lost person that's never here, and I'm going to put the phone inside the coffee shop, and hopefully somebody picks it up.
So hold on a sec. So, Greg, you're going to be the sentinel that gets sent in, and Izzy, you're going to do the play-by-play of what's happening.
Hell yeah.
All right. Okay. Is this because, Izzy, you're scared or something? Why are we switching roles here? Greg, you're usually the play-by-play guy.
Nervous.
Yeah, she's a little nervous, so we're gonna give her a break on this one.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, Greg, whenever you're ready, make the drop, sir. Deliver the package.
Here we go.
All right. Leaving the car.
Izzy, get closer to the phone. I don't know. I can't really hear you.
I'm practically eating it at this point.
Okay, there you go. I can hear you better.
Literally, it's in my mouth.
Okay, what's going on?
All right, he's walking up to the door. He's looking around. See, he's looking to the left and the right before he walks inside. Looks all sketchy. He opens the door. His jacket looks like he's walking into an Italian deli. Slowly walking inside. Yeah, see, he's creeping. People behind the counter are looking at him. He drops something off and left. People behind the counter notice. Looks sketchy. He dip. Walking towards the car now. Looking all directions. Again, sketchy. Here he comes. Walking into the car right now. He's back.
I'm back.
Now, she said you were looking around looking sketchy. Were you looking sketchy?
Not at all.
Yeah, he was. He just can't see that he's sketchy.
Not at all.
All right. Well, let's do it. Let's give this old burner a call if you think it's the time. Is it time?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people in there this morning, so.
All right, here we go. Put you guys here, lock you in. You guys are on the phone as well, and you guys are out in the car. Hold on, you guys are out in the car. You're going to be looking at the burner phone through the window of the coffee shop, right?
I can see the table from here, yes.
Okay, here we go. I'm calling them. The burner phone is being called as we speak.
All right. Nothing really going on yet. I don't even see anybody.
Hello.
Hello?
I would like to play a game. Oh! They hung up, dude! What's going on? They hung up!
Oh! They hung up!
Oh, dude, the guy just hung up the phone!
Oh!
Hold on.
Oh, he's got it? Hold on. Let me call him back. Hold on. Oops, I messed it up. Okay, I'm going to go back into my the devil voice here.
Hello. Hey, you have my phone. I need that phone back.
What?
I need my phone back. There's a man gonna walk inside the coffee shop. Give him the phone. Damn it!
Put it down. It's sitting on the table. I'm gonna go back and get it.
Yeah, he left.
It's
sit at a table.
Okay, good. Go get it. Okay, thank you. Yeah, we can't lose that burner phone. I mean, that's the only one we got, man. So, hey, you know what? We'll put you on hold. Greg, Izzy, you guys go to a second coffee shop, and what we'll do is we'll try it again, and hopefully the person won't just hang up because he's scared. All right, so another round of burn victim coming up, 8 o'clock.
This is Rob Schneider, and you're doing it. more phlegm than I'd ever anticipated. Hi, this is Rob Schneider, and you're doing it. You're listening to BS in the Morning in Las Vegas.
All right, I think we're ready for round two of Burn Victim. If you missed the first one, Greg and Izzy are on the road. They're going to the coffee shop here to drop off our burner phone that we bought. We put minutes on it. And what we do is we walk into an unsuspecting coffee shop. We drop it on a table. We get the hell out of there. And then we start calling the phone and try to get somebody to pick up the phone. So it's fun. It's interesting. We don't know what's going to happen. But if they do, we make them jump through a couple hoops. And we call the damn segment Burn Victim.
It'll burn and burn and burn.
BS in the Morning. Burn Victim.
Okay, Greg, Izzy, you guys are there. More importantly, did you got the phone back, correct?
Yeah, I went in there, grabbed the phone, and the guy, like, I don't know, he was scared. I don't know what happened.
Well, I would be too.
We freaked that guy out.
That's fine. You guys went to another coffee shop. You're at coffee shop location number two now?
We are here.
Yes. All
we
right.
We are sitting in front of a coffee establishment as we speak.
Yes.
Izzy is filling in for call-in boy, and she's going to bring in a burner phone, set it on the table, and we're going to call it and see if some unsuspecting victim wants to get burnt.
Let's do this. So, Izzy, are you the sentinel? You're the one being sent in to make the drop of the burner phone?
Yeah, man, I'm nervous about this. I feel like they're going to think I'm, like, committing a crime or something.
What do you mean? You're not committing a crime.
It's sketchy.
It's not sketchy. You're not committing a crime.
I'm
You're fine.
Myself.
Just go in there and make the drop, okay?
All right.
Okay. Greg, give us the play-by-play.
All right, she is now getting out of the car. She's headed... Okay, she just slammed my door way too hard. She does that.
She's a door slammer.
Yeah, what is the deal with that? I swear, just shattered my door. All right, she's going in. She's going in. She's holding the door for another patron. Okay, now she's now going inside. She's walking. She's now making the drop.
She's so suspicious. What is
she doing? She's swiveling her head around like a lazy Susan.
Oh,
like,
my God. Like,
she's already back. She sprinted back to the car.
What are you doing? You're making it so obvious.
What am I supposed to do?
You're the most conspicuous burn victim dropper I've ever seen.
What are you doing?
Weirdly walk around and not order anything and then leave? That's weird.
You have to run back like...
The place.
She sprinted back like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
I was uncomfortable.
Okay, don't run back. You look so obvious. What are you doing?
I'm a fast runner, Sparks. They didn't even see me.
Yeah, I don't care if you're a fast runner. People think you dropped something that counts down in there as you run away.
They're going to think that anyway when they see me just drop something off and dip.
No, you're supposed to look casual. Sit down.
Everyone's calm inside. Relax.
Okay.
All right. The phone is there. The eagle has landed. We are ready to commence.
Okay. I'm going to call the burner phone now. It's sitting on the table inside the coffee shop.
That is correct.
Here we go. Here we go. It's ringing, yes.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Who is this?
I would like to play a game. Would you?
What kind of game?
A game where if you shall win, you will be rewarded greatly. Are you ready to play my game?
Sure.
Really?
What kind of game is this?
No, I just, it's nothing. I'm just a little taken back. Are you willing to play my game? What is your name, first and foremost?
Allie?
Allie! My game consists of you jumping through a few hoops.
Okay.
You're just gonna agree with a stranger to jump through some hoops on the phone?
I guess.
There's no... Alright, well, you're the most easygoing person I've ever talked to on the phone. This is wonderful.
What can I say?
Allie.
Yes?
Have you ever smoked the ganja before?
Maybe.
Okay, naughty girl, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go up to the barista at the counter and say, I would like one grande sativa, please.
Sativa? okay.
That's one grande sativa, please. And then I will give you more instructions.
Okay.
Go there now. I am waiting with bated breath.
I'm in line.
Oh, there's a line.
There's a long line.
Oh, well, how many people are in line? We only have a short amount of time here, Allie.
There's two people in front of me.
Oh. Well, let's get to know you a little bit, Allie. How's your day going so far?
It's going okay.
Do you always pick up random phones that ring on top of tables?
Just in case it's an emergency, yeah.
How do you like my flip phone?
Oh, it's pretty cool. Okay, I'm next.
Okay, good.
What am I asking for?
One grande sativa.
Sativa?
Yeah, that's it. And then you gotta tell me what they say after you say that. Do you understand?
Okay, I'm waiting. Can I get a grande sativa? She's looking at me. She doesn't know what that is.
Say, you don't know what a sativa is?
She doesn't know.
Say, that's okay. I'll take two pumps of indica. Two pumps of indica.
Two what?
Follow along here, Allie. Two pumps of indica. Do it and you will complete my game.
I don't know what that means.
Just say indica. Two pumps, please.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, Allie. Hello.
I still hear you, but I don't understand.
Okay. Let me spell this out quick. Clear. Say you want two pumps of indica.
Two pots of indica?
Yes. What are they saying back to you?
I think she's going to get that for me.
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
All right. It's going to be a nice day at work.
Yeah.
What did she say? What did she exactly say to you?
She kind of laughed, but I think she's getting it in the back.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I mean, wait a minute. I mean, yes. Bring me the devil's lettuce.
I think this is a special.
Don't mention the name, Allie. Don't mention the name.
Okay. I won't.
What are you doing now? Are you just standing off to the side to see if she comes out of the...
I'm standing to the side waiting.
Okay, I guess we'll wait here for a minute. That's fine. We'll see what happens.
What kind is this?
I'm not sure what you're looking for.
It's indica.
Is that a tea? Or is that a coffee?
The stuff that you brought out, what is it? Sativa indigo, she said.
Sativa indigo?
Yeah, that's what she said she has. I think it's a code.
Just say, hey, can I have 13 straws, please?
Can I have 13 straws, please? Yeah.
Yes.
The plastic ones.
And then, Allie, do me a favor. When you get the straws, hand them back to him and go, these are bad for the environment, and then leave.
What am I doing?
You're going to get the straws. When they hand you 13 straws, give them right back and say, these kill sea life, and then walk out the restaurant, or the coffee shop.
Okay, she's getting the straws.
Okay. Now, when you get them, say, these kill sea turtles, and hand them back, and then walk out.
Me throw, he throw?
No, sea turtles! Sea turtles! Jesus Christ, Allie! Sea turtles! The turtles that swim in the ocean!
Sea turtles! Okay, yes. Okay.
Alright.
She comes with the straws.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Sea turtles.
No! These kill sea turtles!
Sea turtles.
No! You have to say these kill sea turtles. They kill them. Straws kill sea turtles.
I'm walking out.
Okay, get out of there. Good God, Allie.
All right, guess what? Allie, look.
What's going on?
There's
going
to be a woman that looks very suspicious. She's going to walk up to you, and she's going to hand you some tickets. Congratulations. You're on BS in the Morning. You just passed the test. You won some tickets. You're going to go see Muse at Mandalay Bay on Saturday, all right?
Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yes. Good Lord. See, you're not nervous? There's not some, like, demon man talking to you on the phone that makes you wonder, what the hell am I doing with my life?
No, I think I hear this voice all the time at home.
What? All right, Allie. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Izzy, Greg, give her some tickets, would you?
Yeah, Izzy is hooking her up right now with tickets.